Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe a Disney novice just currently thinking about, or maybe in the planning stages of your first trip and you don't even know the difference between Mickey and Minnie. Well, a biology lesson might be recommended, but this definitely is the podcast for you. And you can keep in touch with us, PodMagical, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're here with regular episodes every Friday, and every now and then, a top five special, like this. This is the most magical podcast on earth, as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Usually here every Friday with a regular episode, but every now and then we like to surprise you with a surprise episode, a top five list. And this week, we are looking at the top five things that you should be doing at Epcot, or Epcot Center, as it was originally called, was one of Walt's visions for the future. He actually designed Epcot to be a place where people could work and live, a utopian city. In fact, that's what Epcot stands for, Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. However, those plans kind of fell by the wayside, and Epcot opens its doors as a theme park in 1982, the second theme park to be opened at Walt Disney World after the original Magic Kingdom back in 1971. So what is Epcot? I always consider Epcot as two theme parks in one. There are two main lands at Epcot. Future World, where you can see Spaceship Earth, the big golf ball, if you like. There's Interventions. You can take a trip into outer space or under the sea. You can find out how we grow things on the land. It's very much like school, if you like. It's the school bit of Walt Disney World. Meanwhile, over at World Showcase, that's where you can visit 11 pavilions representing different countries from around the world, from the likes of Japan and France and even the United Kingdom, through food and through various exhibitions that they've got on. So Epcot is very much like two lands. It is also a theme park that is going a lot of redevelopment at the minute. Over the next couple of years, there's going to be a lot of new attractions, the likes of Ratatouille, which you might have been on if you've been to Disneyland Paris. That's coming to Epcot over the next couple of years. And then in the future, we're going to have a Guardians of the Galaxy attraction that's also being built, which is scheduled to open over in 2021. So there's a lot of things happening at Epcot at the minute. And a lot of people say, is it worth visiting? Well, it is worth visiting. But what should you do when you go to Epcot? What are the things you should be doing? Well, I'll tell you, these are my top five. And of course, if you don't agree with these top five, make sure you let me know. At five, see the characters. Yeah, it's not just Magic Kingdom where you can meet Disney characters, Mickey and his mates. They're also over in Epcot, and you'll quite often find them wearing different outfits. For example, if you go over to the Mexico Pavilion in World Showcase at certain times, you'll get to meet Donald Duck in his big sombrero. Mulan will be in China. You've got Snow White in Germany, all around the World Showcase. Some classic Disney characters. So there you go. There is my number five. This isn't really for the little ones, but if you want to meet the characters and get those autographs and photographs, there's some good ones to get over at Epcot. Number four on my Epcot top five is see the fireworks. Now, at the moment, at time of recording, the fireworks that we've got at Epcot are the ones that were started for the Millennium celebrations, and these go off every night. Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. A beautiful firework display that is basically based right in the middle of the World Showcase Lagoon. So as you walk around the World Showcase, if you've never been before, there's a massive lake in the middle. And in the middle of this massive lake, usually about 9 o'clock at night, that's when the fireworks go off. Now, you can pretty much pitch up anywhere, 10, 15 minutes before the fireworks, and get a really good spot. Some of my favourite spots are if you stand between England and France on the little bridge, so that's quite a good little view. Most people tend to watch it from Future World. A lot of this is because people like to get the way out as soon as the fireworks are finished. They like to peg it for the car park. So a lot of people will kind of like gather around the entrance there just with their back to Future World. But if you're not in a rush to get away, just have a walk around World Showcase and watch it maybe from one of the different countries. Maybe go over to Italy and get yourself a glass of Prosecco and watch it over there at night. In a few months of time of recording, there will be a new fireworks coming to Epcot. In fact, there's two new fireworks coming to Epcot. Illuminations will end on the 30th of September. That is the final night for Illuminations, and then Epcot Forever starts literally the day after, which will be the 1st of October, which is a brand new nighttime experience. Fireworks, music, lasers, magical kites, people on water skis, apparently. That's yet to be seen at time of recording. And again, Epcot Forever, the new fireworks coming to Epcot, is only temporary before a brand new firework display will come just in time for 2021, which is probably going to coincide with the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. If you've got a little bit of extra money to spend, like with all nighttime activities at Walt Disney World, you can do a dessert party. This is the Frozen Ever After dessert party. Well, it's quite a good one, actually, because you get to have the desserts. There's also alcohol included, which includes specially made cocktails, wines and beers. And then, as well as getting to see the fireworks and having the dessert party, you'll also get to go on Frozen Ever After, which is the big frozen water ride that they've got over in the Norway Pavilion. There's often quite a bit of a queue for this, so if you want to hit a few things at once and you've got the money to spare, do the Frozen Ever After dessert party. They even give you some special 3D glasses that make the fireworks look like snowflakes. Very clever. So there you go. There's my number four thing to do at Epcot, and that is see the fireworks, whatever they may be. At number three, soaring around the world. Now, I love this attraction. This is a very gentle attraction. If you're going with maybe Nan and Grandad who are coming along and they don't like the big rides, they don't like the thrill rides, I think they'll still like soaring around the world. Basically, what you're doing, you're sitting on a big hand glider with your legs dangling down and you are soaring across some amazing landmarks on a huge screen in front of you. So you will fly over the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and also you'll fly over the Great Wall of China. You'll also fly over Paris, and depending on where you sit in soaring, it might look like the Eiffel Tower looks a little bit wonky. So if you can, maybe ask a cast member when you're going on where the best seats are. Tell them you don't want to sit in the corner because the screen is kind of like a wraparound screen and it can look quite warped at certain times, but I really love this attraction. Not only are there things to see, but there's also things to smell. Yeah. So if you're going on soaring, and you should, make sure you look out for that and sniff up for that as well. Number two, my top five things to do at Epcot is Test Track. Now, if you've got a petrol head in the family, then this is the attraction that we want to do. Not only is it one of the fastest rides at Walt Disney World, you actually get to design the car that you're about to race. So the attraction itself is a six-seater car that you go in and two cars race around at the same time to see how fast it goes and how the car copes in various terrains, but you actually get to design the prototype of a car before you go in. So make sure you scan your magic band whilst you're in the queue room. There is a little screen that'll come up and you can get to design this size of the wheels and how aerodynamic the car is, and as it goes around the attraction it will see how well the car that you designed has performed under those certain circumstances. So make sure you scan your magic band as you're designing the car, but just before you physically literally get on the car, there's a little magic band scanner at the side right by the ride. Scan it again and that'll get the details of the car you've designed, and as you're going around just have a look at the screens to see how your car is doing. It is a fast ride, which does mean there are height restrictions, so if you've got a little one who is shorter than 40 inches, they're not going to get on. You have to wait till a little bit older. It is a great thrill ride, the fastest ride at Epcot, one of the fastest rides at Walt Disney World. And once you have finished the attraction, don't just get out of the attraction itself. There's always the souvenir room, but there's also a little other room where you can design and race other cars. There's like miniature virtual tests and then some other vehicles that you can have your photographs with in and just have a bit of a mooch around. So if you've got somebody who loves cars, they could spend hours just after the test track ride. They could be in there forever. So that is number two on my top five things to do at Epcot. So don't forget, if you don't agree with these, give me a tweet or give me a message on Facebook. We are at PodMagical across all the socials. And my number one is make the most of World Showcase. Now, Epcot, one of the things it's famous for is its festivals. There's the Food and Wine Festival that usually happens around autumn. But at the beginning of the year, there's an arts festival. Then they've got the Flower and Garden Festival in springtime, which always looks beautiful. And then towards the end of the year, they've got the Festival of the Holidays, where Epcot is decorated up for Christmas. So there is always pretty much throughout the year a festival going on. So there's always a lot of food and wine booths for you to sample. But one of my favourite things that I did, and you might have heard about this, is drinking around the world. Now, obviously, if you're on a holiday with kids, spending an entire day drinking is probably not the best thing to do. But if you haven't got kids, then one of the best ways to make your way around World Showcase is to drink your way around. I quite often start at the Mexican Pavilion. So as you're walking in, turn left, Mexico's on your left. There's a great little, it's called Cava de Tequila, where you can get tequila and margaritas. I always start there and then work my way around the world, getting a local delicacy from each of the countries that is represented. But it just gives you the chance to just investigate it a little bit more. All the cast members who work in each country are local to that country. So as they're serving you, just chat to them a little bit, have a little bit of a look through the shops. Every country sells things that it will sell in its own country. So for example, by the time you get to England, you can get like, have a look at how much it is for a packet of tea bags and go, oh, you won't pay this at home. It's one of my favorite things to do. Also, there's all the attractions that each pavilion has got. Each country has got its own attraction, whether it's a 3D film about Canada or China or Paris. There's the Frozen ride in Norway. There's even a pub in the UK, which is where you'll kind of tend to end up if you're doing drinking around the world for your pint of snake bite or whatever it is. But it's definitely worth your time. I give this a full day. Pace yourself. If you go in with two of you, then you can share drinks and have one in each other country so that you're not drinking in both. Probably not the best idea if it's 100 degrees. Make sure you're drinking lots of water as well. Make sure you've got your factor 50 on. We don't want you burning and drinking in the heat. But it's a great way just to experience what Epcot is really about. I don't mean drinking. I think it was somebody that said Epcot stands for Every Parent Can Order Tequila. Maybe that's true at certain times of year, but if you've got kids, it's maybe not the best thing to do. And make sure you're eating as well. This is why I've not put a restaurant in my top five for Epcot, because there's so many great places to eat. It's so un-theme parky, the food. So if people think of, you know, theme park food as burger and chips, not at Epcot. Each country will sell its own delicacy, whether it's a fish and chip shop in Britain, if you want to go that far, or maybe you want to have some sushi in Japan or pizza in Italy or some Moroccan cuisine. There are some amazing places to eat. So alternatively, maybe if you have got kids and you don't want to do drinking around there, or you don't drink, you can also do snacking around the world, which is the same kind of idea, but with food. But I just think it's a great way to see Epcot. Pace yourself, investigate it a little bit more. And as I say, there are a lot of changes happening at Epcot. So over the next couple of years, it could be like a very different attraction. So there you go. There's my top five things to do at Epcot. At five, see the characters. Four, make sure you stay for the fireworks. Three, ride soaring. Two, design a car and drive test track. And number one, properly experience World Showcase. Don't just do a lap and think you've seen it, because you haven't. Just get in deeper and see it a little bit more. So there you go. That is my top five things to do at Epcot. Did I miss anything? What is your top five? What are your must-dos at Epcot? Let me know. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PodMagical. That's where you can go as well to keep up with the latest news from the parks. And we are here with a regular podcast every Friday. So make sure on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.